Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Now joining the first team NFL Draft and College Football Podcast, got Mr. Tanner Bordellini, who's a star offensive lineman out of the University of Wisconsin, 2024 NFL Draft prospect. We're just talking to him before we started a little bit. We are only days away from the big day, 2024 NFL Draft officially kicking off next Thursday, and obviously Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to have a man here that is absolutely going to get drafted, maybe day two. I'm hearing a lot of great buzz, obviously, out there. Tanner, first and foremost, man, I appreciate it. I know your vet schedule is very busy this time of year, but I'm very happy to hear that things are starting to wind down a little bit, man, so you can enjoy next Thursday, hopefully, at this point.
You know, it's been a busy, hectic time. It's a good problem to have, honestly. It means things are going well. Just excited to find the new home.
Yeah, well, and we'll obviously get into the entirety of the process, man, but I really wanted to start you off because, I mean, for people that have lived under a rock, I guess, they wouldn't be aware that the University of Wisconsin is, if not the best, top two or three as far as developing offensive linemen historically. I mean, you guys can roll through names like Joe Thomas and Ryan Ramczyk and Kevin Zeitler, and most recently Joe Tippmann, obviously, who got drafted in the second round by the New York Jets, a guy that I know you know that you know very well. So let me ask you just about, because I know you're a Wisconsin guy originally. So staying in the home state, University of Wisconsin, obviously a great tradition of developing offensive linemen. What did it just mean for you to be a part of that tradition? Obviously, so many great Badger offensive linemen that have come over or historically, but especially over the last few years.
Huge. I mean, you know, obviously in recruiting, it's a big part of it. You know, you go to a school that has a rich tradition of having great offensive linemen. You know, we have an All-American wall in our O-line room, and it's packed. I mean, there's a lot of names on there, and I can't say that's probably everywhere else. So to be a part of that is something that I really take honor in and take pride in, because there's a lot of guys that have put in a lot of time and hours to get this place to the point where it could be an O-line factory now. And really happy to be a part of it and be one of those names amongst the greats.
Well, and I know I don't have your recruiting profile in front of me, but you as a Wisconsin guy, was it always, you know, the minute that you got that offer from Wisconsin, like that was going to be your team, or was there other teams that were heavily in consideration? Like just how much is that, I guess, early allegiance to the Badgers growing up?
I would say it wasn't, you know, trigger pull for me. I was thinking about Iowa, Syracuse, Miami, just some different places. But honestly, I went to Wisconsin, met the players, thought I fit in great, just personality wise, the coaching staff thought I'd be a great fit here. And obviously it's a great offensive line school. So a great place to go to school for one, and a great place to play offensive line. So really felt like it was the best fit for me and made it a really easy decision.
I know you have started a lot of games over the last 3 years at multiple spots as well. I know that obviously most recently the 2023 film at center, which was fantastic, by the way. You played a lot of guard in your career as well. I guess talk to me, Tanner, about just the ability to play multiple spots and how much more valuable that makes you on the commodity at the next level.
That's huge. And I mean, especially, you know, in the NFL, we don't carry two full offensive lines. So if you're not the guy day one, you have to be able to play and back up multiple spots. And that's a really big point of emphasis. And the good news is that I have a ton of experience with that in college. I feel confident in my ability to flip between spots. And I think it makes you a better overall player. You know, you get to learn what the guys next to you need and what you need to be successful, so that when you're changing between those spots, you know exactly what you need to give the guys around you to put the whole unit in the best position to be successful.
Well, so I wanted to ask you about playing the Big Ten, because the Big Ten obviously has great defensive linemen. I mean, I was a huge fan of a guy that came out of your school last year in Keanu Benton, who was dynamite as a rookie for the Steelers. But you, I mean, playing the Ohio States, the Michigans, Iowas, like all these great schools. I mean, they have tremendous defensive linemen that we talk in the first round conversation every single year. How has been able to play in the Big Ten and then also playing obviously some of the out of conference games, how has that prepared you to be able to make this transition, be able to play against some of the great defensive linemen you've played against?
I mean, it's huge. You know, I think to get that NFL experience before you get there is a really big thing. And the showcase that you can do it against some NFL quality competition is really huge. You know, to get to play against guys like that, it's almost like an NFL game out there. You get out there, the O-line's good, the D-line's good, and you know what you're running isn't easy. But I think it makes you more ready for the NFL, and I'm really excited to, you know, see how it translates to the next level.
So obviously I love you at center, and I mean, I thought your 2023 film at center exclusive was great. I've seen some of you at guard in the past, so I guess my question is center, does center feel like home? Are you more comfortable playing a different position comparative? Like, where's your comfort as far as positionally playing those positions and feeling like it best maximizes your skill set?
I feel like anywhere on the interior is really fine with me. I love being in charge. I love, you know, making all the calls, making sure I put the O-lineman in the best spot to be successful or the best position to be successful. And that's what I love about center, is that you're the guy in charge. You're calling the shots, and you have to do some different things, but I love guard too. You get to be able to pull, get in space, and that really have the difference to make a lot of plays go. And I love, you know, that aspect to guard, is that you get to be the X factor on a lot of those run plays.
So let's talk about your process. It's been very busy. You went down to Mobile, obviously, for the Senior Bowl and got to compete down there. And I thought you had a really good week overall. Talk to me about that experience first, being able to go down Mobile, play against slightly more than 100 of the best prospects in the 2024 NFL draft, and how you felt like you competed that week.
Good. I mean, it's a challenging week, obviously. You know, you're going against some of the best in the country. Every rep, you know, you go from college and there's a couple guys every game you got to really worry about, to where these were the guys you had to worry about every game. And they got a whole team of them. So it was really good to kind of get that work and get that experience against some, you know, really high level competition. And I felt like as the week went on, I kept progressively improving. I think that's a big thing you got to showcase, is that, you know, you can get better. You're not just going to stay complacent. You're going to improve upon the things you get beat on and learn from your mistakes. And I think that's something that I did really well throughout the week. And I think the more you do it, the better you get. So I'm excited to see where this thing goes.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know the training process is always so fascinating to folks that aren't like in the industry or behind the scenes, because they just kind of assume that you guys are just, you know, running 40s and broad jumping all day. But specifically as an offensive lineman, I mean, you're working individually with coaches on the field. You're doing, you know, the aptitude stuff. You're doing interview prep. Like it's a very trying situation, right? Like there's a lot of layers to this evaluation process. Let me ask you just about the training in general. Like, where have you been training, and how do you feel like has best helped you to get ready to make this jump?
So I trained with Duke Manyweather at the Sports Academy in Frisco, Texas, and I thought it was phenomenal. Really great training. You get to do the best of both worlds. You know, you get to do all the combine stuff, the 40s, the agility drills, but you also get to work offensive line play. And at the end of the day, that's what they're going to be paying you to do. You know, no matter how good you do or how good you run a three count, if you can't block the guy across from you or hold your position, you're not going to make it. So I think Duke does a really good job there preparing you not only for the combine, but also for life and football afterwards. So I really enjoyed my time there, and I think I got a lot better from it.
Well, and you mentioned Duke. I mean, for people that don't follow, again, Duke works with the best offensive linemen, not only in the draft process, but obviously when they get to the NFL as well. Let me ask you, for your process specifically, other 2024 guys, who were some other guys that was training with you down with Duke and building those relationships as well?
A ton of great guys. I think the best thing about offensive linemen is that, you know, everybody's pretty similar and everybody's pretty easy to talk to. You can have a conversation with just about anyone. So, you know, get to meet Olu Fashanu, Mims from Georgia, Cooper Beebe from K-State, Don Pooney from Kansas, Isaiah Adams, a lot of the TCU had three guys there. And it was really great. Honestly, you get to meet a whole ton of guys and a lot of really great guys. And the best thing is that, you know, everyone obviously has been doing something right to get to this level. So what can you learn from those guys that, you know, help them succeed. Maybe there's something that can carry over into your game. But we had a really great group there and got to meet a lot of really great people.
So you went up to the combine, and I feel like for people that haven't seen your film, they were very shocked that you tested as a historical athlete. I mean, if you guys are familiar with the RAS stuff, the relative athletic score, Tanner scored just about as high as anybody ever has at the center position historically. Talk to me about that opportunity to showcase just how gifted of an athlete you are. Again, I think if people watched your film, they would have not been overly shocked that you were a great athlete testing wise, but that experience and being able to showcase yourself on the field, what was that experience like?
Awesome. I mean, when you're doing all the training, you never know if you're going to hit the numbers that you did hit in training, because you only get one or two shots at it at the combine. So really great feeling to kind of see the results I wanted to achieve. And always, it's good to showcase that you can do these different movements. I mean, running a three cone isn't exactly playing football, but if you can move well, if you can move quickly in a short space, that does translate. So really showcasing that I can do this and can do it at a high level was really important to me. And I think I went out there and did that. And, really, really honestly, really happy with the results.
One of the most exciting parts of the combine was when Tanner Bordellini crossed the finish line and you looked up at the time and you got a nice little fist pump out of it, man. It was super electric and exciting. What is that moment like though, Tanner? Like, first and foremost, I think you ran 4.93 was your official time. Was that what you expected to run? You talked about those benchmarks trying to hit, and just how rewarding, I guess, is it to know that all your hard work did pay off in that moment, right? Like all the hours, the sweat, the tears, everything involved, and you were able to have that type of performance.
That's pretty cool. We never really ran a full 40 in training, so you have an idea of where you're going to be, but you never know until you run it. So I was hoping to hit sub five, hit it on the first one. So the next one, just run as fast as you can and hope for the best. And got her on. They had the time on the Jumbotron up there. And then they had like a crowd, which was, I don't know if that's normal or typical in past years, but
just started last year. Yeah. So you're the only second group to do that. Yep.
The crowd started cheering. And then I got fired up even more. And I was already pretty happy with my time. So was real excited. It was cool. I mean, it was awesome. A cool moment for me. And just kind of really cool to see all your hard work come full circle.
So there's a common misconception for people with offensive linemen. They think you guys are just big brutes, when in reality, you're some of the smartest dudes that are on the field at all times, especially at center, right? You talked about it already. Being the communicator, helping to set protections, communicating the front, like all those different types of things. At the combine, and I guess Senior Bowl is included in this too, because you guys have the opportunity to sit down with teams as well. How important was it for you to showcase your football intelligence, get on the board, show what you know, and show that you can translate to next level on the mental side of things?
Huge. And I think that's a really important part of who I am as a player. I think I'll be able to really learn the offense quickly and master it quickly. We've had three different offenses in the past three seasons. Yep. So there's some carryover, but a lot of the calls, terminology, things are different. But I think, the more you do it, the easier it gets. So hopefully this fourth time is going to be a little easier. But I think it really just shows that I can learn an offense and really get a great understanding of the whole concept and overall what we're trying to do really quickly. And for me, that was really important to showcase the teams that I can be that guy. I can be a high level, center physically and mentally, because that's what you really need from that spot. So when they install the play, being able to recite it back, recite it fast, and really know what's going on was really important to me. And I think I did a really good job at that.
So we were talking before we started about the 30 visits and just how, you're going a little bit of everywhere. Where have been some of the travels this year? And are you excited finally to be back in Wisconsin and not have to go all over the country for a little bit here?
Yeah, no. So I went to Tampa, nice. Jacksonville, Baltimore, Minnesota, and Green Bay. So running around, you're flying on planes probably more than you ever have. But it's good. It's a really good problem to have, which means you're doing something right if you're staying that busy. And it's finally nice to be back. The hotel weight rooms only get you so far. It's a little different, obviously, than what we're used to. But you got to make the most of what you have. And I thought, all of them went really well. Really excited about that. But nice to finally be back, just at home, getting to work out again, really just getting to play some football.
So I'm assuming you got back to the pro day then at Wisconsin, right? So I'm curious on just how that experience was, because again, you were traveling so much over the last couple months. What was it like getting back to Madison and being around the guys for one more time before the big day comes, obviously?
Huge. And I mean, I love it. I think the best part about pro day is that your whole team's there to cheer you on. So when you're a young guy, you get to go watch the guys you played with, the guys in your room go compete out there. So for it to be me and my turn, it was really cool. And obviously it was great to see everybody again. You know, we have a really tight locker room at Wisconsin. So getting to talk to everybody, see everybody again was awesome. You know, I really appreciated that. And just to have their support and, you know, have them cheer me on while I compete was really great. And something I'm truly grateful for.
So I've had a lot of Wisconsin offensive linemen over the years on this podcast. Now that I think about it, I had Logan Bruss and Josh Seltzner and had Joe Tippmann on a couple years ago. I've had a lot. Now that I think about it, let me ask you, because you guys have such a great tradition of producing offensive linemen. I know you got Wisconsin has a couple of really talented offensive tackles going back next year, especially. Who are some of the next wave of great offensive linemen we could expect out of the University of Wisconsin?
I think both our tackles, obviously, Jack Nelson and Riley Malman, are two multiple-year starter guys coming back that are both really talented players, and I'm really excited for them. I think, you know, they're one good season away from being really high picks. Jake Renfro at center, backed me up last year, but he played at Cincinnati prior to just, you know, injuries kind of knocked him back a little bit. But, you know, just throughout the season, I could see him progress every week and get better and better. So I'm really excited for him to take the field. I think he'll do really great. And then Joe Brunner, a young guy, hasn't played yet, but he's got a little nastiness, a little grittiness to him, and I think he'll be a really, really great guard this season. And I'm really excited to watch him play.
And Joe, if I remember his recruiting profile correctly, because I do a little bit on the recruiting side as well, he was an in-state Wisconsin kid as well, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. So continuing that wave. And last thing I want to ask you about, because I know this has been a dream for you for a long time, but we talked about it. Things are winding down a little bit. You're back at home. What does draft day look like, right? Like, are you going to be with the family? Do you have some place rented out, you know, big dinner? Like, what does draft day look like in the Bortolini family?
For me, you know, just going to have my family over for the phone call. And then obviously coming from a small town, we had a lot of support, a lot of people that have really helped along the way. So having something, you know, to say thank you to all of them, have a good time and celebrate the, you know, this. And they're really part in helping me get to this point, because without them, I wouldn't be here. You know, it takes a village and it takes a lot of people along the way to help me, you know, do things and put myself in the position I am now. So just something to say thank you to them. Thanks for helping out and celebrate, you know, how far I've come.
Well, and what do you feel like that's going to be like, Tanner, for like on the parent side, the support system side? Because obviously they've been there the entirety of the time, right? Like some people are flashing in and you know, are part of the process, right? Like, you know, teammates and coaches, like they're a part of it. But for your family, for your parents, just that sharing that moment with them, what's that going to be like?
Huge. And I mean, I think they're going to enjoy it as much as I do, you know, because they've been a part of this thing the whole way. And I know it's going to be a really exciting time. Find a new home, find a new place. And I think my mom will probably cry, but you know, it's something, tears of joy for sure. But I think they'll really be really happy with it. I think they're probably just going to be as excited as I am. And I think that's a really great thing to have a support system like that.
Oh, no doubt. Again, Tanner Bortolini, star offensive lineman out of the University of Wisconsin, 2024 NFL draft prospect, only days away from finding out where his new home will be on the National Football League. Tanner, really appreciate it so much, man. I know, again, poked and prod and pulled this way, pulled that way, a million trips. But thank you so much for joining the show today, man. It's very appreciated.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.